Monitor, you mentioned a little earlier, have recently come in for some criticism as an organisation for not having enough staff with experience within the health service, or with clinical experience indeed. Does that have an effect on their judgment, do you think?
We've been very fortunate in that our regional director and also our improvement director, Adam Cayley, does have frontline NHS experience. So he does understand the system. And whilst Adam has been challenging where he's needed to be challenging, he's also understood the issues and the constraints and the challenges that we're dealing with. So I couldn't say that that was our experience of Monitor.
Claire, as an individual now, you've taken on the challenge at Basildon, and in career terms, this would seem to have been a very wise move. Do you see yourself staying here for many more years, or do you see this as part of a progression for your own career?
So for me, this is just the start of the improvement journey at Basildon. So yes, we have made, I think, quite significant improvements. Yes, we're now rated as a good organisation. But as I said, this is about being outstanding. And actually, I think that will take another few years. So no, I'm committed to staying to try and achieve that goal. So no, this isn't about a career or CV enhancing experience. It is genuinely about trying to make sure that we've got a hospital to be proud of here in Basildon.
And one other thing, just idle curiosity. What made you choose hospital management as a career?
Well, I started my career in the NHS at 18 when I trained as a nurse in Paddington, St Mary's in Paddington. And I concluded probably within about 4 or 5 years of nursing that I wanted to be able to try and sort out some of the problems that I was experiencing on the front line. So I decided that the best way of doing that would be to get a business degree that would help me understand how some of the machinations of running a business worked. And then I came back in to the NHS as a junior manager. I didn't have a particular aspiration to be a chief executive back then, but progressed rapidly through the ranks, I suppose, as a junior and then senior manager. And actually, I think, you know, being chief executive of a hospital is one of the best jobs in the world. It's, you know, fantastically rewarding. Of course, it's challenging and it has its difficult days. But I love hospitals. I love the buzz of hospitals, and I love seeing people going home better. I love seeing the newborn babies being taken home from hospital and working with the clinical staff. It's, I guess, just now 30 years since I started my training, so it's pretty much in my blood.
Yes. The one thing that does strike me that must be difficult at times, apart from the various external bodies that have an influence upon what you do and are telling you what you should perhaps do from time to time, internally, the various specialities, there are some consultants who will carry an enormous amount of weight and authority within their own hospital. You're really dealing with a balancing act of where money should be spent. And you've got some very strong individuals to contend with, sort, deal with, manipulate. I'm not quite sure what the appropriate word is, but it's an act that must require a great deal of tact, at the very least.
I think, you know, tact and diplomacy are useful attributes. But don't forget, of course, that there's a whole structure within the organisation of clinical leaders. So we have clinical leads per subspecialty. We have clinical directors who are responsible for a number of specialties. We have a medical director who is a doctor who helps with all of that. So, of course, none of this is a one-woman show. And we do have, you know, structures and people who can have conversations at, you know, lower levels in the organisation, so that not everything has to be bounced up to the top. And generally, you know, it's negotiation. We try to develop and support our consultants. We want them to be active. We want them to enjoy their work. We want them to feel that they can make improvements. And so that's what we're geared up to do, to try and support our clinical staff to move things forward.
Claire, if there's any one message you would like to personally deliver to the people in this whole area you serve, it's Basel and it's Thurrock, you're covering a very wide area, what would that be?
I think that what we want now is to have patients and the public helping to shape how the hospital needs to become for the population of the future. So, you know, it can be very easy if you've had a poor experience, you know, perhaps to be critical of the trust. But actually, we've now got a number of former complainants or patients or people who've lost relatives in the trust, who are now really actively committed to working with us to try and help us, because we think we know what patients want, but actually we don't always know, and patients are the best people at telling us what's good, what's not so good, and where we can improve. So I would say, you know, if you care about your hospital, you know, become actively involved. We're always looking for people through volunteering, through telling their stories at our board, through other channels to help get involved, and through our various focus groups, our clinical specialty groups, and be an active part of your hospital, because, you know, it belongs to the community.
Any opportunities that do exist for people to become members of focus groups, for example, we'd be delighted to publicise, because it's the hospital, then the ownership of it will be taken by the communities it's serving.
That's indeed what we want. We have an open day, actually, we'll give a plug for, on the 20th of September. It's a Saturday. We've been a foundation trust for 10 years, and so we're throwing the doors open to some of our departments. There'll be lots of clinical staff and non-clinical staff here, doing health checks, showing people how CT scanners work, in the cardiothoracic centre as well. So, you know, it's an opportunity to come along and see and speak to staff firsthand and have a look around the hospital. So we'll let you know a bit more about that nearer the time.
Please do. Claire Panagher, thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.